This is the podcast. Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opukwusakwodie, the senior pastor of the World Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is
the power. The curse on the African continent is two. Others are trying to copy while we are coming out. Polygamy and idol worship. Check how God treats these ones in the Bible. Particularly idol worship. Have you noticed that anytime Israel serves idols, God's mercy is totally lifted up?
Yes, sir.
He punished them without mercy. Go back and read the Bible and check. If you see a severe punishment on Israel, it's connected to the fact that they've denied their God. Now, look at the commandment. You shall not make any other gods beside me. That is God's emphasis. Amen.
Amen.
So whatever will let you move forward, God will take it so that you can move forward.
Amen.
You will not be a victim of a legal captive.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I told you yesterday, Rota is a place of correction, a place of power. You remember?
Yes, sir.
It's a place of fellowship. You remember that one?
That's right.
Now, there's another one you must know. An altar is a place where blood speaks and cries. So wherever you see an altar, blood speaks and cries. An altar is a place where what? Blood speaks and cries. Now, when we get there, I will let you know. But listen to me. Blood has a voice. What did I say? That is why it's not in the interest of a nation to shed blood. Blood has a voice. You remember the story when Cain killed Abel? God said, I hear the voice of your brother's blood. That means that Abel was buried, but his blood was speaking. So every abortion blood speaks unless it comes under the blood of Jesus. The Bible said the blood of Jesus that speaketh better thing. So the only blood that silences other blood is the blood of Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Murdering spirit causes blood to speak. And that is why anytime you go to the shrine, they tell you to bring goat. They tell you to bring fowl. They tell you to bring cow. How many of you have experienced that before? Yeah. What did they tell you to bring? Animal. What kind of animal? Goat and fowl. Hey, Charlie, the people there, they are really chopping you. Hey. But the most important thing is that when you take somebody to any place, it has even nothing to do with the witch doctor or the fetish priest. He is just being used, like I'm standing here. What is happening is that God that is using me. Me, myself, have nothing. Any power that flows through me flows through God. So when you meet a fetish priest, a satanic power flows through them. When they tell you to bring goat and sheep and cow and fowl and dove, once they cut the blood and hit the altar must cry. My God. So every altar is powerless without blood. Now, this is the second thing. The sequence of what to put on the altar does not produce the same power or generate the same power. Can I go deeper? That means that if they tell you to bring a dove, the blood of a dove is not as powerful as the blood of a sheep. And the blood of a sheep is not as powerful as the blood of a cow. And ultimately, the blood of a cow cannot compare to the blood of a man. So there are altars, they demand human blood. Depends on what you are looking for. The most dangerous altar to deal with is an altar that human blood is on. Is this 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 24? Give me the New Living Translation. Israel was fighting Moab. But when the Moabites arrive at the Israel camp, the army of Israel rush out and attack them. So this is what it is. It's like Togo is trying to attack Ghana. Ghana is just sitting there. So Moabites enter Israel camp. Now the good thing about battles at that time is that when you fight a country and you conquer them, you take the land. And you also take possession of every good thing they have. So it was good that time for you to fight. If you don't fight, you'll be hungry. Sometimes the only way to maintain peace is to go for war.
Okay.
Well, when you grow, you understand. Amen. Can you imagine when Hitler started fighting, the whole world decided not to fight? So sometimes it's war that establishes peace. So the only way to get your peace is to fight the devil. Now you are getting the small small. So if you sit down, Pastor Joe, and fold your hands, he will finish you. Hitler's plan was to run and annihilate the Jews. And when he finished the Jews, the second one was Africa. He said, these two people are not permitted to leave. 6 million Jews. So watch this. But when the Moabite king arrived at Israel's camp, so they were going to conquer Israel, the army of Israel rushed up and attacked them until they turned and ran. The army of Israel chased them into the land of Moab. And the army of Israel chased them into the land of Moab, destroying everything as they went. Watch this. They destroyed the towns, covered their good land with stones. I don't know where they get the stone from. Stop up all the springs. Now, the spring is another thing for wells. It is the most essential commodity. Let me put it this way. It's the most essential commodity in desert. Because if you dig 100 feet here to get water, in desert you have to dig about 500 feet. Even 1,000. That is why, in fact, when you study the things about boreholes, it comes from the technology comes from those who live in the desert. So they can drain about so much down to get water. So for an enemy to stop your water, you are in trouble. The Bible says they stop the springs and cut down the good trees. Finally, only Kehaseret and its stones was left. But men with strength surround and attack it. Israel was very strong. When the king of Moab saw that he was losing the battle, she went for the special forces. You go to America, there's something they call, is it Marines, Mariners, or Snappers? They are very special forces. Those are the forces they send to go and kill Osama Bin Laden. That was not any ordinary soldier that can go. No. They were very dangerous forces. Very special trained. You see, we have the Navy that can handle the sea. We have the Armed Force on the ground, the Air Force. Those guys can handle all the three.
That's right.
Oh, yes. They are special forces. And it started from that time. The Bible says, when the king of Moab saw that he was losing the battle, he led 700 of his swordmen in a desperate attempt to break through the enemy lines near the king of Edom. But they failed. Once the special forces fail, that means your hope is gone. Now look at them. Look at the demonic people, what they think. Once they lose the battle in the natural, they take it to the spirit. When the king of Moab saw that he was losing the battle, he led 700 of his swordmen into desperate attempt to break through the enemy's lines near the king of, but they failed. This is special forces. Do you know why you are sitting here? You are part of the special force.
Yeah.
Only special forces will always be praying. When you are an intercessor, the devil knows. When you are intercessor, if you are not prayerful, the devil knows. If you are prayerful, he knows. If you are hungry to pray, he knows. And I told them that there is something the devil knows that sometimes people don't know. For instance, do you know that when Jesus Christ was around, the only man on earth who knew Jesus Christ was John the Baptist? Nobody knew Jesus Christ. Even his brothers, the Bible says his brother did not believe him. It was later they believed. Number two, when everybody was coming to the baptism, a man was in a queue, and when he arrived, John the Baptist said, no, you should rather baptize me. That in the spirit, John has recognized him. And the man says, suffer it to be so to fulfill all righteousness. So that we won't left anything behind. But John knew. But another person that knew Jesus was the devil. Because this, the demons told him, have you come to destroy us before our time? We know who you are. The Pharisees didn't know. So a pastor may not know God. Doctors of the law, who has all the Torah in their head, but they couldn't see the Son of God. How can you follow a man and not see what he has produced? But the demon said, Master, have you come to the, we know who you are. You are the Son of God. Anytime they said, Jesus said, shut up and hold your peace and come out of him. So the demons knew what the clericals didn't know. You have a responsibility to know God for yourself. So let me tell you something. The people you are dealing with, the entities, there are people going to church. They don't even know what they are dealing with. For instance, there's something I noticed about this generation. When God decides to give, not give them something, at the time they are expecting, they get frustrated. If you see a physical vision in your room, open vision, and God come and say, I am your friend. Abraham, they talk to God. Genesis chapter 18. Don't go there. Three men were passing by. Abraham invited them to come and eat. One of them was God. I've preached to you before. These people that God called their friend, a man that God called his friend, is trusting God for a child. I don't know whether you are God's neighbor. And they didn't stop serving God. They waited for 30 years. So if you don't understand the dealings of God, God never promised to do anything in our time. Never. I said, yo, that is the problem of this generation. No. So, where we are sitting, giving up must not be in the equation. Lord, if you come 100 years, I'm waiting for you. Because it can only become beautiful in his time, not your time. When he does it in your time, it will be ugly. I know the generation you are in, you don't want to accept it, but that is a reality. That is the reality. I want a visa. I don't know why God has not granted a visa. What about if you go and your plane doesn't land? It's not enough to force God to give you a car. The car can kill you. God knows more than you don't know. God knows more. So Paul said, whether it comes fast, whether it delay, even if it doesn't bring it at all, in all things. Lord, thank you. I was expecting the contract to be approved. I mixed the contract. I couldn't get it. But I'm not serving you because you give me a contract. I appreciate you. Even if I couldn't get a contract, you have something better. If you demonstrate such, then God knows you are his son. And you are not serving him for what you can get. Because anything you are looking for that you think God must give you, after he gives you, he must give you life to enjoy. Are you a child of God? What word did I use? What did I say? Some of you are not saying it. This is my son. I'm going to show you how sometimes you ask some things and God doesn't bring at the time you need it. This is my son. How old are you, boy? 12 years. There is a Bentley outside there. Go to ShopRite and buy something for me. Why are you laughing? And he's going. No, he has done a very strong demonstration. Do you know what I've done? Do you know what I've done? It's not in danger. I've killed him. So there are things God give it to you, it will kill you. So sometimes when God says wait, it does not mean he hates you. You have not spiritually developed yet. When 10 years time, maybe less than 10, 6 years time, 7 years time, I can easily give this boy a car key to move. But now, he may wish he's driving a car, but I've lost him. So there are things God gives to you, God has lost you. Let's sit down, sir. One day you drive a Bentley. But that is the car key you have hold on the altar. The problem you have with me, I mean, I'm not a theologian. No. My messages are so practical that if you're a theologian, you will not enjoy my preaching. So I don't, it's not everybody that must listen to me. You will get confused. Oh, but Jamaya is practical. Because nobody fornicates in the spirit. You have to be in a hotel. You have to take your set. Why are you quiet? That's what it is. We have to bring you there. So let me tell you something. We don't have a right. And especially the ones that, oh, I laugh. I won't say anything, but I will laugh. Because the wisdom by the grace of God, the little wisdom of preaching, is higher than that deception. Prof, I am expecting a contract. And I want God to, if God bring it, I will give God half. I smile. I just smile. I say, oh, okay. What did you have that you don't receive? You want to give to God? No. Let me tell you something about giving. The reason we give is that God has made a principle. And the principle is that every good and every perfect gift come from where? Above. That means your blessing comes from above. Your money is from above. God's principle is that nothing comes from heaven until something leaves the earth. So when your 100 Ghana cedi leaves the earth, God takes it. And God doesn't return things the same way it came to him. Because there's a principle of seed time and harvest. So whatever you give to God, he takes it, multiply it, and bring it back. Listen, don't clap. That is the principle you have set on the earth. So if you give nothing, you won't go to hell, you won't die, but you will remain where you are. So actually, the mystery of prosperity is that it's a choice. The mystery of kingdom prosperity is that it's not... Oh, wow. Nobody force it on you. It's a choice. Whilst we are sitting here, some people will choose poverty for life. I know that. Because they will never give and they will never increase their giving. And as long as, do you know something I learned many years ago that took me out of totally from begging? I realized that, Jesus Christ, can I even tell them? Oh, I'll tell you tomorrow. It's not by force. You know the things I've told you that you have not practiced? No. It's simple. It just took me out of poverty straight. I realized that if this man's highest level of giving is in the thousands and God gives him billions, he has lost him. You didn't get it. He gives at the level of 10 Ghana cedis, 20 Ghana cedis. The Bible says, he that is faithful in little will be faithful in great. Before I say that, you don't get confused. There's something about money. There's no mystery about money. Money, it magnifies who you are. Did you get what I said? Money, that's what? So if this lady is a philanthropist, she likes to build orphanage and you give money to her, it will magnify what you are. So a stingy rich man was a stingy poor man. The only people that continue to enjoy kingdom prosperity is that as God blesses them, they increase their giving. So some of you were a giver, but you have no grow in giving. Because it will be a mistake on the revelation I have for my offering last year to be the same as this year. If I maintain that, that means I'm trying to ask God that I am satisfied where I am. So God decides the size of my receiving container based on the size of how I increase my giving. So the sheep and the cattle and the goat, and he keeps sacrificing. He keeps sacrificing. At Bethel, he sacrificed. Abraham keeps raising altars. Go to the Bible and check how many altars Abraham raised. But none of the altars can be compared to Isaac. So when it came to Isaac, God didn't even bring a return. He swear. He said, what you have done, I don't think anybody has ever tried. I swear. That means that you have hit something in heaven. And that is the secret of the Jewish people's blessing. One father did it. You know, there are two sides of the Jewish people, the physical and the spiritual. You are the spiritual. But the ones in Israel, they are the natural. They don't need fasting and prayer to prosper, but you need it. Your own is connected to Christ. So, if you are not a Jew and you want to prosper in the kingdom, I'm not talking about outside, I'm not talking about Lebanese, I'm not talking about Indian. There are Lebanese who serve God, they are Indian. I'm not talking about somebody who is outside. We can never compare our prosperity to people who don't serve God. The terms of the kingdom prosperity is totally different from those who don't serve God. Because those who don't serve God, who are prospered, is a curse. And when we say a curse is in different line. Different angles. Are you getting it? The reason why it becomes a curse is that you can only enjoy that prosperity on earth, not in the world to come. Are you confused? Three kinds of death. Three kinds. There are three kinds of death. Three kinds. The one you fear is even the smallest one. The physical death. If you understand it from the Bible perspective, you will never be afraid of death. Let me show you something to understand. Refusing to die is the same as being in a womb and you don't want to come out. That is why it is appointed. That means that nobody can go to heaven without death or rapture. So you shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That means you will still die. But yours is quick and wake up. The reason because this body cannot go to heaven. Let me tell you the reason why we have to win souls. Nobody can take this body to heaven. There is another body. There are celestial and terrestrial. Now, there is another body you need as a qualification to go to heaven. And that body, the only one that can give to you is Jesus Christ. So if you don't have him, he can't give you that body. So hear this, don't clap. God wish everybody can come to heaven. It's like going to America. You can't go without a visa. Everything man made, man will destroy. Not even demons. 9 7-story buildings, 10-story buildings, 18-story building in Gaza. Gaza has the most beautiful beaches on the earth. They have a transparent beach where you see the under the sea. One little miss, everything is cut. Man build it. Look at the way Jesus put it. At the time Jesus was there, the most magnificent thing on earth was Solomon's temple. Jesus said, not one stone will be left. That is what he said. And one stone didn't left. That is why when you gain the whole world, I wish Jesus to say, gain Ghana. He compared human's soul to all the wealth of the world. And he said, one man's soul is more expensive than all the wealth. If you combine all the wealth, what is Dubai? Those who catch it, they are catching it. That is why I'm telling you that never envy anybody who has money and don't know Christ. The useless thing you ever do. Hear this. Whether he is the richest man in the world, when we are in the kingdom, we are under the law of godliness and contentment. That means that in the kingdom law, you celebrate where you are and what God has given you, trusting him to lift you up. You are not permitted to envy. You are not permitted to be jealous. If you are under pressure, then you have bite more than you can chew. So sleep in an uncompleted building. Celebrate Jesus there. Till he move you to a one-bedroom house. Till he move to a move, So, look at the way they are looking at me. Are you getting something here now? Amen. So there's no mystery about money. You grow with it. That is why when a sacrifice hit an altar, it will speak. I'm going to show you the next point down. In this, there are altars. There are godly altars and satanic altars.
That's right.
So the fact that you have an altar in your church does not mean there's no altar somewhere. Yeah. There is a godly altar, there's a satanic altar. Let me show you something. Sometimes there are altars you don't know, but the witches in your territory know. So when you see somebody take a tor and take yam and red panel and come to a four junction and spraking it, he's telling you that place is an altar. When you see some tree that they put some things under and put some red palm nut under it, they are telling you that when you are asleep, we have a work to do here. So there can be a tree in your house. It's a reason for everybody's poverty. We will come there, I will show you. Go to Gideon in Judges chapter 6. Go to your father's house and pull down. If you go to the wall without pulling down the altar, you come back a victim. Pull it down. Now, you see, when this king of Moab, don't forget to, so winning a physical battle without knowing the strategies of the spirit doesn't give you victory. Because when your enemies take the battle into the spirit, you must have a corresponding altar that will respond. Wait, don't clap. Let's watch this. When the king of Moab saw that he was losing, he was doing what?
Losing.
He was doing what?
Losing.
He was doing what?
Losing.
So when I saw that I'm trying to get, me and you are competing for a position, I'm losing. I just talked to somebody. When I saw that there is a vacancy for managerial position in the bank and I'm losing it to this man, I took it to the spirit. So the office you are there, not everybody thinks like you. Not everybody sees it the way you see it. When we say pray that you are sitting there, what are you talking about? The things are, for instance, if somebody decides to covenant with a witch and it's your cousin, every witch destroys. Because the day the devil do good, you cease to be the devil. Do you know from Genesis, nobody can tell us who this devil is. Jesus came and said, his assignment is three. He came to steal. He came to destroy. Finally, he will kill. So even if he gives you money, it will end with killing. So the devil cannot do good. He can never create. He can only destroy. Now wait. Let me show you the mystery. He also produced a counterfeit version of what God has done. So because he can't create, he can only produce a version he has seen. But the version you produce is called the law of reciprocal. So reciprocal of north is south. Reciprocal of west is east. Reciprocal of plus is minus. Oh, look at the way they are looking at me. So if that is the law, then there was no poverty until Satan saw prosperity.
Potter's Hour is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Porter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Pukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Miocho Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City, Miocho, Pram Road. Weekly service, Tuesdays, intercessory all-night meeting, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wednesday, teaching service, 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, breakthrough hour, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday, mega all-night service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, empowerment service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the